When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right. Hey, Fitz. Fitz, I love you.
Fitzy, we got to have him on.
But I caught you last night. What? I caught Fitz. He made vintage Fitz. He'll say he didn't.
You need to slow down.
He'll say he didn't.
Do a cur. Think about what you're going to say.
No, it's Fitz. I love Fitz. I think he made a mistake, but he came back and, like the true pro, made it sound like he didn't. The Rockets had cut the lead to about 4 with about 4 minutes to go. And he said, how did he say it? He goes, will the winning streak end tonight?
Okay.
And they went right to a commercial.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, dude, they're on a 5-game losing streak. So he got that wrong. But then he came back like the true pro, and he used this one. He goes, before the break, we said we were talking about a winning streak. Of course, Houston has been beaten by the Warriors 14 straight times.
That's what he meant. How dare
but they
you?
But they were winning. They were winning at the point. Anyway.
I'll bring it up to him when I see him tonight.
Fitzy!
Yep.
Fitzy. Did you hear? You see what he's doing at free throws? See what he and Clinton were doing at free throws? Evan, you didn't
like it.
You were at the game, right?
Yeah, please tell me.
So Fitz is you may be surprised, but Fitz is very concerned with the Warriors' free throw shooting. And so during one of the free throws early in the game, I don't know why, but he asked Kalena how his Thanksgiving was.
The guy
makes 2 free throws. And then another Warrior comes up 3 minutes later and goes to the line. Fitz starts asking Kalena about what his Christmas plans are. And he makes 2. And so Fitz started this thing where anytime a Warrior was at the line,
that's great.
He was talking about something other than basketball. It was kind of funny.
Oh, yeah.
It was good. These guys are getting a lot better.
He's going to have to try something else tonight.
That sounds like a backhanded compliment, but those guys are really developing chemistry.
Or like your Friedman love.
No, but I mean, like you and me, we weren't good at the beginning, but then we grew. We grew.
Well, we spend more time together than any other show outside of the studio.
That's true.
I think that matters.
That's true. Well, the other guys on the other shows can't stand each other.
Well, we can't stand each other sometimes.
All right, let's get to some calls. Let's go to Joe in Walnut Creek. Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, not much. Hey, listen, this is perhaps going to be the best call, perhaps, that you've ever gotten.
That's a 4, and that's a P1. Thank you, Joe.
Up to it, baby.
Appreciate it.
Hey, you asked the question, like, how do you unlock Kuminga? It's not really rocket science. When he's gotten more than 24 minutes the last 2 years, he's averaged almost 19. When he's gotten under 24 minutes, he's averaged under 11. This is not about JK. It's really about his minutes. It's about Kerr not trusting him. Second point, look back to when he's done well. Last year, Draymond was out. He did well. This year, Draymond fouls out. He takes the overtime game over and single-handedly makes that win. This year, it's the same. So he doesn't play well with Dre. And it's because they play the same position or close to it.
Yeah.
So Kerr's got to coach and figure out a way to get him minutes, because if he gets them, he's going to score 20. If he doesn't, it's going to be the same old junk we've been watching.
Appreciate it, Joe. I'll tack on. I mean, that's the issue. You've got 3 forwards that you want to get on the floor: Draymond, Kuminga, and Wiggins. And, of course, Draymond can play some five, but...
wear and tear.
No, and that's one part of it, but then might you have an issue with spreading the floor because teams don't really attack Wiggins and Kuminga on the perimeter.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll
and I'll do this because it's not about individuals. Yesterday was a beautiful game by the whole team, Stoney, but the bottom line is I'm looking at Kuminga's points right now. He's averaging 14.8 points, and I'm not exonerating him of any blame of this because he's
part of it.
But you
don't blame the players.
But when I watch last night and you see the gifts and what he can do on a good day, there's no way Jonathan Kuminga should be averaging 14 points, especially on the, if you round it up 15, on this team. So, again, there. What did you say earlier, Stoney, was profound. It's a puzzle, and that's what the Warriors are. But if you can get this piece to fit for whatever reason, it's on him, but it's also on the coaching staff and the mental psychologists of the team, Dre and Steph, to make this man feel like when he's out there, you can just kind of – I keep bringing up Jordan Poole because he had the guts of a cat burglar. You had to tell him, hey, son, quit shooting. If he can incorporate some of that, oh, they're not here, I'm going to be aggressive with them there, man, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, just a couple things. Sometimes I think you throw around the word profound. Yeah, just a little too much. I just said it's a puzzle. That's not really that profound. I appreciate the nice
words.
But
if it registers to me as profound, that's all that matters. How can you take
just
a
say to me then?
And, get,
and then secondly, let's come up with something different than guts of a cat burglar. It's
those are the biggest guts in life. Right, if you steal,
but
you, to break
it doesn't mean you use it four times a show. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you're saying I'm over?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So our maybe do something like
on the brink.
No, it's all good, Stoney. Wow.
Maybe say something like
I'm
saw
start
another
doing that with you.
I saw another
boy.
Saw another.
That's a good question.
Alone the Beast last night. Maybe something like Stoney. He's got the guts of an ethically harvested moose. Yeah, yuck. You get it?
No, yuck.
By the way, do you use that term?
Never.
When you do what you do to a deer, do you camouflage it and say we harvested it? That's the term.
Uh-uh.
No, that is, you know that. You know that term, right?
No, we use the old school John Wayne term.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's the one that they say is the one you.
Yeah.
They say the ones you.
I got you.
You're mean, Steiny. I'm kidding. Stop it.
And you're a softie.
It's a Friday.
I hate people that think it's real.
And your guru's right. I'm profound most of the time. Let's go to Fossey in the East Bay. What's going on, Fossey? How you doing?
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Happy
yes, sir.
Payday Friday.
Oh, yeah.
But,
Yo,
shout out to JK, man. He came out there and balled yesterday. And this is just me thinking, but I think Steve Kerr challenged JK yesterday. You know, he probably took a page out of Phil Jackson's book, you know, maybe got some candles going, some of that Zen Master stuff, and said, look, JK, we got a few guys out tonight. You want to be that guy? I believe you're that guy. Show us. And JK came out there and did it. But as far as your question earlier on how do you keep it going, I'm watching the game last night, and I'm thinking the same thing. Like, how are we going to do this when Draymond and Steph comes back? And I'm tuning in today, and I'm thinking you guys are going to have the answers, but I guess not. You guys are asking us, but the best.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Thing I could come up with is, like the previous caller, is, man, take away some of those minutes that Draymond has been taking up. Put in another shooter with Steph and Wiggins and JK, and then get a big guy down low and open up the floor, some spacings for the game to come to JK. But, yeah, that's the best I could come up with. But you know what? That's why Steve Kerr gets to pay the big bucks.
Appreciate it, Fossey.
But we got to put some respect real quick on Dre. He's always at the top of the key, trying to be Vinny Testaverde, looking for somebody slashing or cutting. So it ain't like he's clogging the paint.
Yeah. No, you're right. And
I didn't like that.
Well, yeah, first of all, Fossey, I do have all the answers.
Wow.
Okay, but in order to include some of you guys out there, I got to pose it as a question. How to get you guys involved, keep you in the mix. Kind of like Kerr needs to do with Kuminga. Sometimes you got to spoon feed him, like the listeners.
After thinking about it, I can't believe I said I wish they didn't have a game tonight. I am, and keep this thing going. Keep this thing going.
I told this to a friend of mine who's going through some anxiety. Just take some deep breaths before you talk. Think about it. And that was to somebody else. That wasn't to you. That was to a friend who was looking for advice. I get come to a lot for advice by people.
Not with Evan and I.
Please.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
If you did the analytics of our conversation, Evan, and we're younger than you, we're giving you the advice.
Evan,
keep it real now.
Evan, he doesn't know how much advice I give you when we go out without him.
I met the criteria to be selected.
Tone texts in. Oh, why is he on you like that? He got me rolling. You're not on me.
I'm
radio
on
your personality.
Right, it's radio.
You're soft.
Oh, here you go. This is profound.
S-O-F-T.
It's theater of the mind.
You just
said that was brilliant about 3 months ago. Let's go out to the callers. Let's go to Dave in Oakland. Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Fellas, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're having a great day early.
Fired up, man.
Still early, but so far so good.
Right on. So here's my thing. A caller just brought up, why are we playing? I know our form of ball that we play, but Kuminga is a three that we allow to play the four because we need him there. I've never looked at Kuminga as a four. I wanted to get you guys' opinion on that. That's all I got.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I've always thought of him as a four, but it's because I don't think he had the perimeter game that a three needs to have. However,
go ahead. I'm waiting.
Maybe he'll be more of a three down the line. Some people think he's a full-on three now. I think he can play three and four. It was Draymond who called him a four, right?
Yeah, but Kerr this offseason said they wanted him to be a three, and that's what he was working on this offseason.
Right, but
so
Kerr's never liked to play him at three.
Because he deems him not ready.
Right. Go ahead, E.
No. Draymond said he was always a three to him. But I would ask you this. Last night, who played more like a three, Kuminga or Wiggins?
Probably Kuminga.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? And give me the water drop. I remember talking to Chris Mullen about this.
Molly.
Thank you. And I was like, why are people, who cares if Kuminga's a three or four? And I forget what he said, but he did explain a subtle difference. And I was like, okay, but is it really that big a deal?
Which was?
I can't remember.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was.
You had me ready.
No, you know, he's, you know, fours typically play closer to the basket. Threes more out on the perimeter, obviously. But
I think Kuminga thinks
the point is you want him to be
three, though.
You want him to be interchangeable. Yeah,
but I think, give me that. Kuminga thinks he's a three.
Of course he does. Yep. Look, it's pretty simple. Centers want to be forwards. Forwards want to be guards, and guards want to be centers.
I always thought that, rappers wanted to be ball players, and ball players wanted to be rappers.
That can still be true. Yeah. I just feel like, you know, every center wants to shoot outside. I know I can speak for myself. Now, as a guard, I love to go down into the low post and utilize that big ass of mine.
I was just about to say it.
And, yeah, it's just one of those things.
Donut butt.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Smoothie in Oakland. What's up, Big Smoothie? Smoothie's got a plan.
He's
got
to be in a good mood.
Smoothie's got a plan.
My favorite crew, but I also say that when I call the roast. But anyway, listen.
Our guy.
Okay. And I said this a while ago. Kuminga's a 4-3-2 guy. He's a four who plays the three, who rebounds like a two. But he had a great game last night.
He did.
Here's what I would do. Forget that. Let's run this. Let Draymond and Steph rest again. Let's run this back so we can really see what this is. I mean, at this stage, you know, these young guys need to play. There's no other way around it. And we may lose a few in the process, but lose now. We saw something good last night. And you know what? Does it really matter? We're splitting hairs about who's a 4-3. Whatever. Just play. Some games he may play like a 3. Some games he may play like a 4. But here's what I did notice about Kuminga. If you notice, man, he started utilizing that DeMar Rosen game, that little closer to the rim.
Yeah.
I think he's effective. If you notice, he's starting to use that little bank shot.
Yeah.
And I heard DeRozan say this. DeRozan said, man, he studied that Wizards Jordan. He said, if you look at that Wizards Jordan, he was masterful with that close to the bucket game. And he mastered it. And DeRozan said, I studied that. So I thought Kuminga, man, go study tape on Wizards Jordan and DeRozan. And I think you're going to get your bag if you keep doing that. Because last night, what he did, he had nine rebounds, correct?
Something like that.
Run this back.
Nine or seven.
I can tell the guys, hey, listen, here's one thing. We know this. If you play defense in the league, you got a shot because nobody really wants to play defense in this league. If you can get them to say, guys, play defense tonight and don't turn the ball over, we're going to win more games than we lose. So I like it. Run it back. Let's see.
Hey, Big Smoothie. Big Smoothie, you give us the conversation how you would tell Steph and Dre, hey, we're going to run last night back. You guys can take it off. How would that start?
They need a rest, man. They need a rest. Dude, what are you talking about? They say they need a rest because we need you guys. You don't need to play a back-to-back for Minnesota. Are you kidding me? Let those guys play one of those Minnesota games. These guys might be able to squeak out another win, Goo. And we need to see what we got here. This may be something we can expand on.
I hear you. But yeah,
thanks, Smoothie. Appreciate the call.
He's been using that glass too, Stani. But you gave him his credit. I'm pointing my partner out.
Oh, there you go.
You talked about his midi,
like great mid-range.
Man,
get the BJ Armstrong sound for once and for all.
Oh man,
and that's how the Warriors get back on the map, following what BJ Armstrong said.
Which nothing wrong with
Tim. We'll have that later. Later in the show.
What?
Yeah, Evan.
What?
Evan's talking.
Yeah, you know, I'm in a good mood today. I'm not going to bring up. No, I'm not gonna.
Go ahead. At me.
What?
You looked at me as if there was something you could bring up.
Oh, I could bring up a million things.
I could do it too.
But I'm not gonna.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.